and it started a bit early. Then which is to recognize KC2, BHP, Tom, and KC2, DAW. I didn't get the name, KC2, DAW. Please come back with your first name.
The name here is Curtis, C-U-R-T-I-S.
Curtis, should have recognized your call sign. This is my first night at Net Control, so it just kept to give me a little latitude, I guess. Okay, are there any other stations wishing to check in? Please come now.
KC2AYC. Ed, with traffic, Joe.
Seven. 5. And finally, the Franklin Square Water Department on 48.4200. They cover the most eastern part of Elmont also, that's on the Franklin Square border, because we get the Franklin Square water and that Jamaica water is the rest of Elmont gets. I asked that guy when they were here on my block fixing a water main break. He said that you only cover the most eastern part of Elmont. It's the way the pipes run underground. So, Franklin Square Water has blue trucks for anybody that wants to be driving. I want to thank James for that information. Hey, Joe, I've got some other email that I've got to weed through because we did get some questions this week. Why don't I turn it back to you and maybe you can take the next check-in and then come back to me.
Okay, Ed. I know I have Charlie also waiting. First, let me just drop and see if there are any further check-ins. Is there any check-ins? Please come now using the hesitation method.
This is KC2ENQ. My name is Jeff. First time here. Just listening for now.
Join us, Jeff. This is my first time in Fed Control, so bear with me. Okay, Charlie, KB2, UVV. Good evening, Charlie. Are you ready to go ahead with your traffic?
KC2VZB, this is KB2 UVV. Good evening, Joe, and everybody on the net. If you want, Joe, you want to wait a couple minutes, it's up to you. Or if you want, I'll give it out now. I don't have a lot. Just a couple of odds and ends. Back to you.
Okay, Charlie. I know a lot of people have been late, have been checking in late the last couple of weeks, so if you wait a few minutes. In the meantime, I'm going to drop it one more time to see if they have any late check-ins. There's a few other people that I'm waiting for. So, one last time, for now, anybody check it? Okay, Charlie, why don't you go ahead with your traffic?
Okay, KC2VZB, this is KB2UVV. Okay, very good, Joe. I'd like to say hello to everybody out there. Joe, you're doing a great job. Is net control. Keep up the good work. I don't have much over here. I had planned on, I guess I'm too much of an optimist. I planned on giving out some Hofstra University freaks in the hopes of hearing something with our New York Jets. And Roman and I'd just like to congratulate them, if any of them are listening, including the Big Tuna. For a job well done. I think we should be very proud of them. You know, it was they went a long way considering they were 1-15 2 years ago. So next year I think it'll definitely be the Super Bowl for sure. Anyway, I have some frequencies here for Hofstra University that I found, and I don't know how active they are, if any of them are connected with the Jets. I used to have one that was for the Jets, we bag hall over there at Hofstra where they trained, but I couldn't find it, so I'm just looking for that. Let me let it drop. Okay, these are what I found, and we'll take a look and let's see. So, first one I have is on VHF low, and that's 31.24. 31.24. The next frequency I have for, let's see. Okay. The rest of these are all VHFI and UHF. Alright, the next one, Hofstra University, low power. 154.6. 154.6. The next one is broadcast remote frequency, 450.925. 450.925. And the next one is also broadcast remote, 455.925. 455.925. Next frequency is 462.175. 462.175. 464.525. 464.525. When you let it drop. Okay, the next frequency for Hofstra University, 464.775. 464.775. Let's see. Next one is 464.875. 464.875. That's Hofstra University. Okay, the next one is 461.365. 461.365. 461.6125. 461.6125. And 463.2125. 463.2125. Let me let it drop. Okay, KC2UBB Friday. Continuing the Hofstra University frequencies. I have a couple more. I have frequency for 464.0625. 464.0625. And the last one I have is 469.525. 469.525. Okay, yeah, I just got IM by Chris 135. If you're listening, the frequency for the net is 146.805, Chris. 146.805. Did you copy? Could I IM me back? Because my hands are full. I can't type. Very good. Hi, hi. Alright, let me let it drop a second, folks.
KC2AYC.
Okay, Eddie recognized. I got a couple more things here, and I'll give it back to net control. Okay, I happen to find some of these frequencies on, I was searching around online, and as well as my notes, and I went to a website for Percon database, which you can use for free, and I'll give out that web address, and it follows. http://www.perconcorp.com, I'll spell that, perconcorp.com/db_src.htm. I'll repeat that one more time. http://www.perconcorp.com/src.htm, and that will take you right to their search engine on Percon, and you can go by either, if you know the call sign, and or the area, in which case, like for Hofstra, I put in Hempstead, and I put in the code. They give you all the listing of codes, and it's very good, and I highly recommend it. I have one more thing. Let me let it drop. had that two other frequencies while I was searching over there I thought I would share. One was for ADT Security Services, and it listed at 35.920. 35.920. And the last one is Nassau Regional Off-Track Betting, and located in Hempstead, where they are licensed. And there's Nassau OTB, and they have a frequency of 475.8125. One more time, 475.8125. That might be an interesting one to listen to. Maybe you can get the winning horse. Hi, hi. Okay, and I have one more thing. I've been trying to help this gentleman, Bob, from Oceanside out as far as getting the owner's manual for the Bearcat 890 XLP. And unfortunately, I have the clone scanner, the Radio Shack Pro 2036, and unfortunately, I haven't been able to find my owner's manual, and I put out a request the last time I did the net a couple of weeks ago, and to no avail, so I'll put out another one. If anybody possibly would have the owner's manual for either the 890 XLP or the Pro 2036, and has it, maybe they can email me at lima73@aol.com, and maybe make arrangements. I can hook you up with this guy, and yeah, he'd be willing to pay for have copies, maybe, you know, if he could. So, the guy, he's pretty desperate as far as, he would like to get it. He's not able to get around, so, if you could help out, it'd be appreciated. Okay, Joe, that's all I have over here, and Eddie's recognized, so you may want to see what Eddie has for us. So I'm going to give it back to that control. KCPZB in the net. This is KB2UBB.
KB2UBB, KC2BZB. And we'll see what is called by my mistake. Kind of confusing with our roles being switched tonight. Okay, Charlie. Thanks for all that information. Reminds me of the old days almost when we used to have tons of information every night. Very good. Before I turn it to Ed, Charlie, you mentioned, I think you said Chris wanted to know what frequency, and you announced it over the air. You might not be listening to this frequency, so maybe you can reply via an IM in your frequency, unless I misunderstood you. Anyway, let me turn it over to Ed.
C2AYC here. Very good, Joe. When I threw my call sign, that's what I had in mind, too. That's why I threw my call sign at that time. I just grabbed my owner's manual for my Bearcat 235 to follow up on Charlie's request there. If all else fails, I suppose this gentleman can contact Uniden America Corporation, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday, at 1-800-297-1023. That's 1-800-297-1023. Okay, I am having extreme difficulty this evening. I don't know if it's got to do with my internet connection or with what, but I cannot get into Keith's online room at www.anip.com/scancom. Just none of the pages seem to be loading up properly. And I'm at this since I signed on. Going on 15 minutes. I'll give it another shot for a minute or two. Otherwise, my only other suggestion is that people use the AOL Instant Messenger service. And it's available if you're an AOL member. It's included in the software. If you're not an AOL member, you can download it free at www.aol.com. And you might want to IM your message to Charlie over at LIMA73. My only suggestion regarding that, what I might do is close out Netscape, and I might try using Internet Explorer. If that doesn't work, then if anybody is is in the chat room. I don't know. I can't get there. Let me turn it back to you, Joe. One moment. Got another thought. Let me reset. B2AYC here. Just want to remind everybody the next meeting is this coming Thursday. This coming Thursday at Nathan's in Oceanside at 7:30 p.m. Nathan's is located on Long Beach Road. And just want to mention to Charlie, Mike from New Jersey, he does the web page. I got an email from him over the weekend. He's planning on coming down, so I meant to email you that, Charlie. So it'll be nice to meet Mike. I've never met him in person, although we've communicated with him for the last year or so by email. Okay. With that, I finally loaded up into the chat room. I don't know why it took so long. Let me turn it back to Joe. Joe, I will have more info in a little bit. Let me just gather myself together here. KC2AYC, back to net control. KC2AYC, KC2BZB. Okay, Ed. I gather you're using the web page access as opposed to the IRC. To be a bit more reliable, although we've been getting thrown out of that too because the server goes down. Okay, at this time, let me see if there are any further check-ins. Please come down.
Into WWM. Curtis, what's up for information?
WWM, Curtis. Curtis, you're a bit noisy. I didn't hear if you said, do you have any traffic?
Have a query.
Okay, Curtis. Why don't you go ahead with your query?
Okay. All right. You know, one time we talked about this a while back. Cordless phone, and I've been on the market now. I have a phone that has that voice scrambling, and I'm looking for one that's digital without an answering machine, something with spread spectrum, and a price range between $89 and $100. Seem to find anything out there. It seems like all the ones that are out there that are digital or spread spectrum come with an answering machine. And I don't want the answering machine feature. I only want the phone with caller ID capability in the phone. So spread spectrum. Between $89 and $100 with caller ID. That's what I'm really looking for, and I'm really having a hard time finding something like that. So if anybody has any clues on where I can find one, I gotta go about tracking one down at a reasonable price. Back to net, WWM.
WWF, KC2BZB. Well, I can tell you one place you could go to is on the internet, but I don't believe you have your PC hooked up yet, so that would be one of the best sources. Outside of that, just hit the stores like all the other shoppers. And I don't know if you're going to find anything in that price range. You know, spread spectrum. I thought about it. I had to think about it. I would have said it was no problem. Anyhow, that was actually developed by AM, but I believe it's also in use in the 900 megahertz range. Although I don't know if anybody's heard it. I'd be interested to hear if anybody has.
don't even know what you'd use to listen to it with. Most of us have only seen it in cordless phones, but it is used in ham radio also. Okay, at this time, let me drop it one more time and see if there's any other check-ins. Please come now.
Here is 10-2-X-O-J. Good evening, all. Good evening, Bob.
Wishes to recognize 10-2-X-O-J. Alex. Good evening, Alex. Do you have any traffic for the net?
Just sat down, turned on the radio, and at this point I'm just listening. Thank you, Bob.
These days, Alex, you're going to remember my name is Joe. That's okay. You know, I have a question for my own, which I might as well throw out right now. You know, we've all been reading about digital TV and these stations that are actually broadcasting on it. And I know the plan by the FCC is sometime in the next 20 years to phase out all the existing TV frequencies because TV will be mandated to go over to all digital sometime around 2006. Of course, that date may or may not slip. What I'm curious about is, does anybody know what frequencies are actually assigned to digital TV right now? I know a few channels are already broadcasting. I know we can't pick it up without a digital TV, but I'm just curious. Does anybody know what frequencies they're using? If anyone does, please come now.
E2BZD, AC2AYC. He had sent a message out about that, Joe, but if N2NJS is listening tonight, maybe come with that info. Or Joe, maybe you can get in touch with him.
Okay. I'm sure I read what the frequencies are somewhere. What I was interested in is, there's a big swap, as most of us know. You look at the spectrum, the UHF spectrum, and broadcast television has, what, 90% of it? They have a good chunk of the 400 megahertz, all the 500, all the 600, almost all the 700. They had 800 recently. So there's a lot of spectrum we're talking about. Big change. That's all going to become available. It's going to change things a lot. But then again, like I'm curious, what frequencies are they getting? Okay, I'll find out. All right, at this time, let me let it drop one more time, see if there's any further check-in. Please come now.
XOJ.
Looks like we had two stations doubling. I heard Alex, and there's another station. The other station was very, very noisy. Why don't you give it one other try now?
KC2ED, bubble. Good evening, everyone.
Recognize KC2ED. Good evening. Bob, I always get you and your brother-in-law mixed up. Excuse me. It's Bob, correct?
No, it's Rich.
Said I always get you too confused. Good evening, Rich. How you doing?
Okay.
A bit noisy, but thanks for checking in, and I did copy it. You'll be listening. And if you're a little clearer, I would have recognized your voice. I'm terrible with call signs. Maybe another 5 years. Okay, at this time, let me pass it back to KC2AYC if you're ready for with the rest of your traffic. Ed?
This is KC2
sorry for the delay. I was typing. I've got a question here from Ryan of North Babylon. And again, I'm having a lot of trouble. Even though I'm in the chat room, it just seems to be very slow tonight. And I see I made a typographical there. He's listening in on his scanner. Ryan says he's been monitoring 156.690. He's in North Babylon. And he hears a lot of pagers, he says, on that frequency. But he also seems to be hearing a text. And he's wondering if anybody knows who that is. There's a lot of pagers on 156.690, but this seems to be a taxi. Does anybody know what company this might be? I suggest that he check the Percon. He doesn't have Percon, but you can also check their website. I'm sure if you did a search in any of these search engines with the word Percon, P-E-R-C-O-N, you'd be able to find it. So let me drop and see if anybody out in the Suffolk County, Babylon area listens to 156.690. Hearing nothing, Joe, again, I'd just like to mention that the meeting is this coming Thursday at 7:30 p.m. at Nathan's on Long Beach Road in Oceanside. And I wonder if I can go direct with N2XOJ for a moment.
Sure, Ed, go ahead.
Now I just, Ryan said he gave me the wrong frequency. Now it's 151.690. No problem, Ryan. So we'll make the correction. 151.690. N2XOJ, KC2AYC.
KC2AYC, N2XOJ. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Evening, Alex. I just wanted to ask you a favor, if you're going to make it down Thursday, if you can bring me a copy of that pad we spoke about on New Year's, to take down the traffic handling, this way I can make some photocopies.
And I know exactly what you're talking about. I may not be able to make that meeting. Subsequent events have made it somewhat impossible. But if you let me know to what mailing address you'd like it sent, I will make certain if I don't come to the meeting, I put them in the mail to you.
I would appreciate that. Sure. Are you ready to copy now?
I am ready to copy, sir.
Okay, this is a good opportunity to give out the address in case anybody wants to write a question or submit info to the net. Send it to me, ED. Ed, that's P.O. Box 308, Cedarhurst, C-E-D-A-R-H-U-R-S-T, New York, 11516. And Alec, I'm assuming you have my full name.
Right, if I do, at P.O. Box 308, Cedarhurst, New York, 11516.
Box 308, 11516. I appreciate it, Alec, and you don't make it down, we'll miss your presence, but I'll be in touch on a landline, maybe we can get together the following week.
KC2AYC and 2XOJ.
Alec, KC2AYC here. Hi, over to KC2BZB. That appears to be it from the chat room. No one else has responded to my polling them if they have any info or questions. Paul in Mastic was out there, as well as Paul KC2EDY in Port Jefferson. And I'd like to say hello to them. Don't know if Charlie's got anything by the way of IM, but I think using the instant messenger, considering the lack of input here, using email and instant messenger and taking into
into account the logistics and trouble might be the way to go in the future. Joe, I do have some other info. Let me turn it back to you momentarily. I just want to pick up my other info, and then I'll pass it along. You might want to take another call up at this time or something. Whatever.
K2AYC, K2BZ. You're making it too easy for me. Great. Okay. Actually, what I did was I put a little yellow post-it on my radio that can call for check-in. So at this time, for any other check-in, please come now.
N2TDH.
Okay, I think I got N2TDH. Could you come back one more time and give us your first name and if you have traffic?
Yeah, it's Tango Bravo Hotel. No traffic. I just want to know the site for the IRC.
Okay, maybe somebody else copied that. I only copied about half of it. Tango Bravo Hotel I got, and something about the IRC chat room. You want to try it one more time?
C2AYC, I copied it, Joe.
Yeah, first, you get the whole thing. I just need the chat room address.
Hey, Joe, it's N2TBH, if I remember right. Don. Hello, Don. And it's, I'll give you the address there. www.knip, Kilo November, India, papa.com / scancom, all one word, scancom, /
Copy, thanks a lot, Ed. Got your email, too. Good to hear from you.
Hey, glad to hear you're still out there and doing okay. A handful of people we haven't heard from in a while, and I hope they're all right. All right, back over to net control.
Okay, net wishes to recognize N2TBH Don. Good evening, Don. Fortunately, I don't have the best of attendance tonight. I had a little trouble copying you, but thanks for the assist, Ed. Also, I'm not sure if I recognize KC2ENQ, Jeff. I checked in before. I'm not sure if I had mentioned that. So, Jeff, if I forgot you, sorry for the oversight. Thanks for checking in. Okay. Ed, are you ready to go with your additional traffic at this time?
Sure, may as well. So the guy is in the chat room. If you keep seeing me, just type hi. That's so I don't find out. Alright, so let me give out the website address, or my website address anyhow. It's http://member.aol.com/kc2ayc/index.index.html. Right there in the beginning, you'll if you're online, you can subscribe to our email server. Scancom is a link right there in the very beginning. What that is, just you send email to one address and it gets distributed to everybody on the list. I think we're up somewhere between 95 and 100 people. A few people logged on over the weekend. So, and then if you scroll down, you'll find the link to the official Lima website. And Mike's been doing a lot of improvements under construction always. If anybody's got any info or good links that they'd like to have added, I'm sure there's a way you can email Mike from the webpage. Joe, I made my what seems to be my
semi-annual, turning into a semi-annual tradition. I made my trek over to Lentini Communications today. I'd like to comment on that.
You went without me, but that's okay. Let's see what you have to say. I'm always interested. I'm sure everybody else is. Go ahead, Ed.
KC2AYC again. I happen to be passing through, otherwise I would have waited for you, but I was heading south instead of going north. Stop by there. Normally I try to discourage the topic of amateur radio, with the obvious exception of education and licensing, because the more people we can encourage to get licensed, participate in the net, better off we all are. But pretty much my theory is this has been a scanner and shortwave net, let's keep it at that. There's tech nets, you know, if you want to find out about a ham session, you can buy QST. But when I was over at Lentini's today, I happened to look at the new Yaesu VX5 handheld transceiver. Got some very interesting receiving characteristics that I thought might be worth noting.
Yeah,
W doesn't be leaving some information out. But let me tell you a little bit about the VX5. Lentini's got it for $349.95. Fairly new, obviously brand new model. I had read about it on, believe it or not, an Australian website about 3 months ago. Did see a posting on the internet that fellas out at the ham station in Evansville, Indiana. The internet went to order one from the ham station, and the guy at the ham station mentioned that he didn't want to sell it right then because there was some kind of problem with them. I did not question the people at my teams about this. You might want to, I've bought a scanner off the ham station. They're good people too. I kind of spread the wealth around. I deal with my team, HRO in Delaware, and the ham station. And they don't own the stock in any of those companies. That is my customer. But, what else can I tell you? Okay, it transmits and receives on 2 meters, 70 centimeters, which is 440 UHF, as well as 6 meters, which is around 50 megahertz. Receiving-wise, it receives in the public safety band. I didn't know if there was anyone else in there. Joe, do you want me to stop?
Curtis recognized. Curtis, is it of a priority nature?
I want to get to tell you that I had my hands on one last, was it last Wednesday night? I'll tell you a little bit more about it. Go ahead, you're out there. And I'll tell you a little bit. I'll back to you at 2WW.
Back to me, Curtis. Okay, Ed, go ahead, and once you finish up, I'm very interested in hearing about this. Ed?
Okay, another thing that I saw today that they showed me, the thing is like palm size. It's larger than the VX1, but it's smaller than the ST50. So the VX1 kind of reminded me of a little toy. It's got a keypad. It is computer programmable, but the software is not available yet, which kind of annoys me because I'm sure I could sell the ST50 easy enough, but I wish they would stick with the same interface. That's a bit of a disappointment. It means you buy a new radio, you got to buy new software and a new interface. Although the speaker mic, they said it's the same speaker mic will work. Receiving-wise, it received FM audio and TV audio, so that's kind of neat.
They didn't have any product flyers. But, something to think about if you're in the market for radio. I believe it's got 220 memories, at least that's what they told me. Can reach Lentini at 800-666-0908. I usually speak with Tony, KR4GS. They're also on the web at www.lentinicom, LENTINICOMM.com, POM. But, there, I saw they had the Sony Wavehawk, which they had last time I was there. That's Sony's PC scanner. They have both the PC and non-PC versions. I didn't spend too much time there, just a quick stop. Joe, I also got some info on that 220 transceiver, which when we close the net, we can discuss. Let me turn it back to you, and you can pick up Curtis with his additional info on this. And by then, I'll have one last bit of info to finish up with. KC2AYC over to KC2BZB.
KC2AYC, KC2BZB. Very good, Ed. Actually, and of course this was your rule, and you know, I think it's fitting, that we try to stay away from strictly ham-related information, because this is a scanner net. You know, on the other hand, I think it's good that you covered a bit. First of all, this net is the reason I finally went ahead and got my technician's license, because I wanted to join the net. So there is obviously some overlap. The second thing is, I also wanted to mention, for example, Kenwood, THG71, which is, I believe Kenwood's challenge to the ASU FT50. The only reason I mention it is, there's an excellent article in October 98, CQVHF. And one of the things they mentioned, which I thought might be interesting to everyone, is they gave it a very good review. In fact, it was Gordon West that did the review. For those of you who might not have been listening, Ed got Gordon to check in about 2 weeks ago. Anyway, he states in the article that besides being a very good dual-band handheld, it's also a pretty good scanner. Okay, let me see if there's any further check-ins before I get over to you, Curtis. Is there any check-ins? Please come now. Okay, hearing nothing, let me turn it over to N2WWF. Go ahead, Curtis.
WWM, and the guy that came in with that taxi frequency, one of you want to check out 5 megahertz down on that frequency. Alright, I got a VX1 now. I'm going to bring it down on Thursday. Picked one up from a guy that bought a VX5R on last week. That's a good price on it. VX1 also picks up FM and TV, UHF and VHF. AM and FM radio stations as well as aircraft. Get a good look at it Thursday night when I come down. I'm having a little problem programming it, but half loaded anyway. A bunch of stuff. The VX5R is a very unique radio. It does just about everything that the VX1 does. And also does a little bit more, which is a tri-band, which is 6 meter, 2 meter, and 70 centimeter radio. So it goes down to about 48 megahertz. The downfall, it doesn't go any lower than that. Trying to look for mods so they can bring it down a little bit lower. I don't know if that's available yet. Also has additional display. I could put an extra scope on it. I don't think the software is available yet for it. But when it does, it will be able to tell you your longitude, which makes the radio a little bit on the interesting side. It's slightly wider than the VX1, but approximately about the same size and height. The antenna is a little bit longer because it is a tri-bander. And I went down the specs with this last week. The specs is available in CQVHF, or you can go to the Yaesu website, which is http://, and all that good stuff. www.yaesu.com. You can probably bring it up and look for VX-5R. A nice radio. It also picks up a shortwave. Has an additional antenna that screws on the top. A shortwave station on it. You buy the additional the additional adapter for the antenna, which makes it quite interesting. Has a lot of stuff in a nice small package. Gotta say, it's a nice radio. Can't wait for the price to come down. It is what it is right now. I think $349, but you'll probably get it at Dayton. It's probably $249. Who knows? Back to net. 2WWM.
2WWM, KC2BZD. It's interesting, and I'm glad to see that they're coming out with more handhelds that are acting almost as a pretty decent scanner. And there were a couple of us familiar with the Yaesu MT8500, which is a passable scanner in addition to being a radio. I try not to carry three or four radios with me, it's a little bit heavy. So it's nice to have a radio that can double as a scanner. Okay, at this time, I'd like to pause to see if there are any additional check-ins. Please come down.
BZB, this is KC2DHF.
Recognize KC2DHS. I recognize the voice, but I'm sorry, I don't remember the name. So please come back with your first name and if you have any traffic.
Joe, it's Dan. And I do have just a brief report to compliment what I had last week.
Okay, Dan, don't mind me. This is my first night as Net Control, and if my mother checked in, if she had a ham license, I'd probably ask her to say a last name. So, don't mind me. Okay, Dan, why don't you go ahead with your traffic?
Okay, last week I gave a brief report on the new paramedic response program that's in Suffolk County's 3rd Fire Division. After a week, it's an outstanding success. They answer close to 100 calls during their first 5 days. And the reason for the late check-in is I was trying to catch Channel 12 News. They did a segment on it.
KB2UVV. Do you have any further information for the net?
KC2BZB. In the net, this is KB2UVV. Good evening, Dan. KC2DHF. Your buddy Scatcat 104, Bob from the Bronx, would like to say hello to you. So, I mentioned that. Joe, I have some info. We're in the Lima chat room on AOL, myself, Scatcat 104, Bob, and Termite PJ, Paul from Mastic. The three of us are in there, we're having a good old time, doing some chatting and listening to the net. And, Paul does have some frequencies I'd like to give out. Let me let it drop a second.
Okay, Charlie, why don't you go ahead?
Okay, very good. Yeah, I tried accessing Keith's chat room over there. I have it bookmarked on ScanCom. I see, you know, I haven't been over there in a while, and we reconfigured it with the IRC and the purge and all the other stuff. I just got IM for Paul from Port Jeff. Hello, Paul. Yeah, I didn't forget you. And KC2EDY. Yeah, when are you going to get your radio there, Paul? Yeah, I hope to hear you out of the air one of these days. So anyway, they've been having trouble with the MIRC. Okay, Paul, thank you for that additional. I don't have a problem getting into Keith's room. So, we're on here with me and Bob, who can't get on, and Paul from Manson. And Paul was kind enough to share some fuel frequencies with us. And the first one is 30.64 Hirsch fuel oil, okay? And then the next one is 47.64 is Sweezy Fuel Company. I know they're out of Patchogue. I believe they're related to Sweezy's, I forget what their slogan is, good store. In Patchogue, I used to do a lot of Christmas shopping over there. And your department store in Suffolk, that's what it is. Okay, we got it. And the last one is for Frank Brothers Fuel Oil, and they're in VHF High. 152.87. And I'd like to thank Paul from Mastic for those frequencies. Back to you, Joe.
UVB, KC2BZB. Okay, Charlie. And I want to say hi to ScanCat 104 and Termite PJ. And one more time, let me let it drop and see if there's any additional check-ins. Please come now.
DHF Joe, I'm back. I have a little problem.
Hey, Dan, why don't you go ahead?
Okay, first of all, give me a mark for a late check-in. Back to what I said about this North Shore paramedic program, their first week, they did about 100 calls. Looks like it was a huge success, and the reason for the late check-in was I had heard that there was going to be a little segment on Channel 12 News tonight, and there was, and they're giving it 5 stars.
Dan, for the people that weren't on last week, and also to refresh my memory, could you give us a little background on the North Shore Paramedic and what they're doing, what's new?
Okay, what it is, it's a co-sponsored by Southside Hospital in Bayshore and North Shore University Hospital. Southside is part of the North Shore healthcare system, if anybody knows that, and the idea of the program is to supplement the fire department and the volunteer ambulances during their tough manpower problems. I shouldn't say that, their people power problems from 6 in the morning to 6 at night. They get dispatched automatically to what they call priority calls. calls. Cardiac arrest, chest pain, difficulty breathing, that sort of thing. And they stabilize the patient until the ambulance gets there. And the good thing about it now is the ambulance really doesn't have to wait for a crew. If they get one person that can drive, they can take the ambulance, and the paramedic will lock up his vehicle and everything and go with the patient in their ambulance. So it's a real great asset. And like I said, I had close to 100 calls last week, and it's doing well. Back to you, Joe.
Hey, Dan. Thanks a lot. Yeah, I don't know if most people know, but from what I've heard at least, most of the volunteer services are really hurting for a lack of volunteers. Fire department has always had more people than they could use, and other volunteer organizations. And most volunteers also work during the day, so, you know, that kind of explains the 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. A very large percentage of the volunteers that there are in any particular department are working during the day. So there seems to be a shortage. Dan, did you have any frequencies to go along with this operation? Let me pass it back to you.
Okay, Joe, right now they're being dispatched on 154 dot, let me make sure I get the dots right, 154.415, which is Suffolk County Medcom 3, Medcom's F3. There is plans for them to go to the 800. There was a glitch with the 800 radios that were available, some type of programming errors, money rollers goof. Back to you.
Okay, Dan. KC2BHF, KC2BZD, Tuesday night then. Very interesting. Okay. At this point, is there anyone else that has any additional information? Please come now.
T2AYC.
Hey, Ed, go ahead.
KC2AYC here. Follow up on, hi Dan, just want to say hello to Dan. Follow up on Curtis's info, and you know, which I started back to the VX5. A couple things I forgot, I don't know if Curtis mentioned. Power output, unlike the VX1, which is like milliwatts, this is like the FT50. I believe, now I don't know which of the three bands it is, if, or if it's all three, but Tony over at my team told me 5 full watts of power. It uses a rechargeable lithium ion battery. And what they told me there, I'm not up on my lithium ion batteries. Haven't heard from N2VRA, but if you were around, he's a battery man. But they told me you can leave this thing plugged in forever, and that's still your battery. And it'll be fully charged, but there's no memory effect. Okay, it's also got a full keypad on the front. It does not have the digital voice recorder that the FT50 has, but other than that, it's got the same features plus extra operating and receiving bands that the FT50 does in a smaller package. So I just thought I'd pass that along. Let me, don't know if I'm forgetting any other info that I wanted to pass on any other subjects. Let me turn it back to you and I'll run through the email real quick and see if I got anything else to add.
K2AYC, KC2BZD. Yeah, I just realized I've been moving along with the net, not really giving anyone else a chance to comment anything else that's been said, so sorry about that. Get a chance at, I'm kind of curious on the new radio and the scanning features, if it's like the FT50 where it'll scan but you have absolutely no banks, or if they have some sort of a bank. Like I said, after reading the review on the Kenwood, you know, it looks like they're really addressing the scanner market, which is nice, and so I'd be interested in that.
I think you said it. Does it use the same microphone jacks and everything as the FT-50, or do they again go to some proprietary type of connection? And I guess one last question, Ed, is if you know if the software for the FT-50 is the same. Well, they probably changed that. You can get back to me when you're ready. At this point, let me just drop it and see if anybody else has any further comments. ZB and the Tuesday night then. Okay. Right along. Ed, are you ready with the rest of your information?
KC2BZB. KC2KYC.
Yeah, I'm ready with the rest of the info. To answer your questions, I don't know about the banks. I would doubt it. The software is different from the FT-50, and it's not even available yet. And I think that's all you asked on that. You also, earlier, you mentioned the FT-8500. I'd just like to point out, Friday, I was up, had New York City SOD frequency on the UHF side that I was monitoring while I was traveling. And I heard them until I was up in Norwalk, Connecticut, and I was still hearing NYTV SOD loud and clear. And then finally, I don't know why I shut it. I think maybe I put the stereo on or something. But they were still coming in loud and clear all the way up in Norwalk, Connecticut. So that was a blast. And also like to say hello to Bob, K2YGM. This is, he listens to the net on Tuesdays on his scanner. I happened to QSO with him on a Connecticut machine on Friday. And while he doesn't check into the net, he says he listens quite often on his scanner. So if he's out there, just say hello to him. You never know where you'll be traveling and someone's heard of the LemaNet. That's about all I have this time around, Joe. I'm a little discombobulated. It's been a long, long day. And kind of feel like I'm forgetting something, but I've talked about the meeting and felt I had more scanner info to pass, but just can't seem to find what I thought I saved on the email. May have been something I gave out last week. So let me turn it back to you, and when we're done with the net, I'll tell you about the 220 radio. KC2AYC, back to net control. KC2AYC, KC2BZB. Okay, Ed, thanks. And now it's as good a time as any. I know I've heard and I've read about that SOD channel you were mentioning in New York City. It's like a special operations or something like that. If you have that frequency handy, could you just give it to me and give me a brief description on what they use it for?
7375 470 6625. I think we had a discussion last week, maybe on the Wednesday night yet. Annotated a spin. I kind of wonder, we were all wondering what spin stood for. 470-7125 is citywide 2. 470-7375 detective 1. And Bob, WA2SQQ, has got a lot of good information on his webpage. He's got a whole new New York City section, even with the link to Police Scanner Real Audio. And ScanCat 104 is asking me if Yonkers PD is still digital. I haven't listened to them in years. I would assume they're still digital. I'm almost positive of that. All right, let me let it drop, Joe. See if you got any other questions, and I'll get you that other web page. It's got a lot of New York City info.
DKJ.
Okay, let me turn it over to DKJ. And lost my place a second. Let me have your first name and go ahead.
All right, just a late check-in. Name's Bob, KC2, DKJ, and open the page.
Hey, Bob. Thanks for joining us. Did you have any traffic?
I do have a question. If anybody has any current scanner guides or whatever, I was looking because I have a friend that works for Sunset Taxi in Hicksville. Looking to find out their frequency base in Mobile. Other than that, just listening.
Hey, does anybody out there possibly have a frequency for a Sunset Taxi in Hicksville? Please come down.
WWM.
Okay, Curtis, go ahead.
Looking at police call. I got a Sunset Taxi in West Babylon. Don't know if it's the same guys or not. Got a Sunset Leasing. Got Sunrise Sunset in Woodside. I don't know if you want that. Yeah, I'll give you this one instead. Sunset Taxi Company Incorporated, West Babylon, 471.9875. Says it's on a repeater. I don't have any other sunsets on here. Try to find out if there's another, if it's under another name other than Sunset. And, maybe there's not a listing, or maybe they're using Nextel. Back to net, 2WWM. Joe, you're doing a great job.
2WWM, KC2BZB. Okay, yeah, as Curtis said, unfortunately, a lot of these companies operate, you know, their FCC license is issued under a parent company or a different company, and my pen is leaking all over the place. Anyway, let me let it drop one last time. See if there's any additional check-in. Please come down.
KC2, would you like to check in?
Okay, station. I only got the first two letters, and then there was a bit of noise. Could you please come back one more time with your call sign, your first name, and if you have traffic?
KC2CHB, Mike speaking from East Meadow. Good evening.
Good evening, Mike. Glad you could join us. Did you have any traffic for the net?
Outside of use of my HT, I picked up the packet burst from Mir, which was interesting. interesting enough. And how does one get a, I don't know, what do you need to decipher the coded signal from the packet burst?
Okay. I seem to remember I had that information somewhere, but let's see if anyone on the net would like to answer that for Mike. Please come out. Go ahead.
I'll answer this with kind of a question mark at the end. Don't you need something called a TNC, a terminal node controller?
Sure, I have it. At least two BZB. Yes, Ed, now that you mention it, Mike, it's late, don't mind us. Yes, with packets, you need what's known as a TNC. It is, I don't want to say it's like a modem because it is and it isn't, but if you want to think of the information in the packet is basically digital, and a TNC will translate it to something that your PC can read. So actually, to listen to that, you have your radio receiving the signal. You have a TNC, which I believe is a terminal node controller. Or someone can correct me if I'm wrong. And that will translate the, I'm sorry, I got it backwards. The signal's obviously analog coming over the air. That'll translate it into something your PC can read. And then there's a couple of different software packages you can use on your PC for reading packets. In fact, Ed and I attended a presentation at Mid-Island Amateur Radio about 3 months ago that they gave a pretty good presentation on packets. There's also a website that, I'm not sure if I can find it right now. There's a couple of very good websites. Mike, I don't know if you have access to the internet, but if you do, I'll try and find them for you. And I found a ton of information on packet radio, how to get into it, how to get into it for a low cost, and so forth. Is there any further comments? Does anybody else have any comments at this point? B2BZB. Okay, Mike, I hope we answered your question. If you want that internet address, I'll try to get it by next week. Or I'm not sure if you're a member of our email list. We can get it to you that way. Let me turn it over to you, Mike, if you have any further questions.
Okay, thank you very much. I got that information. No, I do not have an internet at this time. I'm just gathering what I need to do, what I got to do. And, you know, I thank you very much for the information. I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, Mike. Like I said, I don't know anybody who's giving one right now, but in fact, I made the trip out to Suffolk County just to hear this presentation. It's pretty interesting. To give you an idea, a TNC, I think, could be had for around, I'm going to guess, around $100. You might get them a little bit less. They're probably better models that have more, that are more. But basically, with that and the software, and the software is probably shareware floating around that can be had for either nothing or very low cost. And you'd be all set up. Okay, at this point, I wanted to see, are there any other comments, questions, or queries?
KC2DHF with the spin.
That is TNC.
Okay, Dan, I heard you, and I think there was another station with the TNC in the background. Please come back.
The station is KC2ENQ. I have a comment about it. TNC.
Okay, Jeff. KC2ENQ is KC2BZB. Go ahead, Jeff.
If all you're looking to do is to decode, not to transmit, there is software that is out there that will work on a PC with a Sound Blaster card, providing you take the output of your radio and put it into the Sound Blaster card. Most of the stuff is shareware. One of
Jeff. Thanks a lot for the information. Yeah, Mike, I remember hearing that now. They're all, that way you don't even need a TNC. Most PCs do have a sound card of some type. Usually the sound blaster is compatible if it's not a sound blaster. Okay. Let me just turn it. Mike, do you have any other questions for Jeff?
Yeah, I do, Jeff. This is Mike. I was taking the Morse code with Lance. I had to drop out for a while. There's been problems with my family and financially and stuff like that. I have the computer over here. I've been told that Lance is smooth. No, nobody has any advanced info where he's at. My radio number is KC2 Charlie Hotel Bravo. We met a number of times when I started taking this Morse code class. Did you receive, Jeff?
Jeff, why don't you go direct with Mike?
Mike, I'm sorry, but I must be the wrong Jeff. I don't believe I've ever met you, nor have I taken any Morse classes with you. Sorry about that, because I was taking some Morse over at the Nassau County Radio Club where Lance was giving Morse classes. I thought you were the Jeff there that was going on those Monday nights over to those places.
Thank you for the kind thought, but sadly, it's not me.
Okay, let me turn it over to Dan, KC2, DHF. Go ahead, Dan.
I thank you, Joe. STIN, S-T-I-N, is State Police Information Network. I do believe, if anybody wants to correct me, I'll take the correction. S-T-I-N, like Spin City. S-T-E-N, E instead of the I would be State Police Enforcement Network. And both of them operate as a common frequency to share among UHF or VHF users. It's like a common. It's like a nationwide and a statewide on the 800s. Copy?
Dan, thanks a lot for that information. Let me just pass it over one last time to Ed, KC2AYC, and see if you had any additional comments.
Hey, KC2AYC. Thanks, Dan. Well, what I was going to do was give out the website address for Bob, WA2SQQ. Not to be confused with AQQ. This is Bob out in Bergen County. www.eli.com/tilde, which on your keyboard at the top left, it's a little squiggly line next to the number one. So it's /tilde, then the number four, then the word runner, RUNNER/. And he's got his NYPD, you'll even see something spinning around that says new. He's got a lot of new tactical frequencies posted. So you might want to look over at that webpage. And Joe, I do have, I mentioned before that I had a QSO with somebody who listens to the net on a Connecticut repeater. And I'd like to read that out, the email. I just read it a little further. He sent me a follow-up email for that QSO. And it's kind of interesting. He must have, I've been putting out a request for people to participate in the net. It's kind of an interesting story.
Hi, Dan.
This is KC2AYC relating Bob, K2YGM, email here. I'll just cut down to the part where he starts talking about scanners. I'm 57 years old now and have, hope he doesn't mind mentioning his age, and have been scanning since I was 12 years old. In those days, the crystal-controlled radios
were way out of means for me, and crystals were expensive for each frequency you wanted to listen to. So what did we do? We bought converters. Amico, A-M-E-C-O, had them. And we could attach them to the antenna connector of the car radio, for example. And with the AM car radio, we could tune to a portion of a particular band. In those days, the Nassau County, I'm assuming the precinct, was on 39.9. Maybe the whole county was only on one precinct at that point. You know, it is quite a while ago. 39.9. At 12, I was quite an enthusiast. I fixed up a power source for a car radio and had one in my room. Oh, did I want a crystal crystal-controlled one, though, with all the benefits of selectivity and sensitivity. I did an army stint somewhere along the line. The converters and the radios went away. My first purchase of a good scanner then was the Bearcat 210 XL, which a lot of, back then, this is my own interjection, back then I was a Regency guy, but all my friends remember the Bearcat 210 was like the bread and butter Bearcat radio back then. Cool, I wish I had a Bearcat 210 network. Anyway, I've had it for over 25 years, and would you believe I'm still using it and it still works perfectly. In addition, I use some of my 2-meter stuff, and now also own a Bearcat 3000 handheld. I wish I could figure out how to power it in my bedroom without eating the battery by charging at the same time. Hasn't anyone bypassed the battery contact and just powered the radio with the wall charger? Good question. What I do with my 3000, a little bit costly. I purchased through a company called Metro West the nickel metal hydride battery, and it gives me, I haven't tested it recently. The other day I put it on before I went to bed and woke up the next morning. It was still working, which is usually the case. I was getting around 10 hours, so somewhere between 8 and 10 hours out of it. Also, I bought what they call their drop-in charger. And it can power the battery with the drop-in charger. It doesn't have the memory effect, and it's a smart charger. So you can put it in trickle charge mode, and you won't burn out the battery. Now let's get back to the letter. Use the 3000 in its generic way, no special programming, I just use the regular memory bank. I do a lot of CP work due to my job, and believe me when I tell you, hooked up to a CP antenna, head baby, sounds good and really does a nice job. I just wish it were capable of receiving single sideband. At home, he has a AC990HF rig with an old SC320 amp. He's got a beam on his mount and all kinds of antennas. The XYL has been pretty good to me all these years and doesn't say squat, but that's good. That's extremely good. I know a lot of those women despise our radio. I enjoy listening to certain radio transmissions in the neighborhood as well as the local stuff. Sometimes I sleep with the scanner on low just in case I'm having a bad night. I do that too. Keep up the good work with the group. And then he goes on to he enjoys what we do here. So, Bob, if you're listening, thanks for those kind thoughts. Alright, now I've got an IM from KC2EDY. Let me go back to that. Okay, Paul says, I had a tuneverter. It was for my car. As in, tuneverter. It converted AM car radios to low-band police radios. I got all of Nassau County's bases and mobiles, as well as the detectives, on 37.14 megahertz. It was cool. Paul says he's showing his age, too.
I'm not as old as you guys, and I remember the Monroe band. I remember the converters. You hooked them up to your AM radio and your FM radio in your car. From my youth spent at the auto body shop. My misdirected youth spent in one too many of an auto body shop. All right, let me, that was interesting. I want to thank both of those guys there, K2YGM and Paul K3DY. Charlie and Joe and I, we've all been discussing different options, and we got some interjection from R. Say hello to R. On how to revamp the net and revitalize it. Again, if you guys don't participate with info, there's no point to having a net. You know, what you might want to do, like James does, jot down a couple of frequencies here and there, or a question from time to time, or just email us with how you got into the hobby. It's always interesting to hear, you know, some of these stories. Well, I have for this week, Joe, appreciate you picking up the reins again. Just to remind everybody, the meeting's this Thursday at Nathan's in Oceanside. If you want to email Charlie, it's lima73@aol.com. You can email me at kc2ayc@qsl.net. If you want to write, P.O. Box 308, Cedarhurst, 11516. KC2AYC, over to you, KC2BZB.
WW, I'm with Frank tonight.
AYC, KC2BZB.
Okay.
I was about to say, I also remember the